streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch, and the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them. Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlansport.com.
Thanks for listening to the Best of Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at FoxSportsRadio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
This is the Best of the Herd with Colin Cowherd on Fox Sports Radio.
Ah, it is a Tuesday. It is great to have you in live from Los Angeles. It's the Herd. Wherever you may be, however you may be listening, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, FS1. 1 hour from now, the Herd hierarchy. 10 best teams in the National Football League. A lot of thought went into this. A soggy Joy Taylor, a damp me. Yesterday we got a taste, a much-needed taste of the Pacific Northwest as it rained hard for hours and hours. It's the only place Joy and I have lived. We root for rainstorms.
Yes, it's very good for Southern California when it rains. I had to go to the Valley yesterday. And we know we've been getting rain because that little trip past the Getty,
beautiful.
It's nice and green. It's, if you live in LA, you know what we're talking about. But the fires are a very real thing.
Yeah.
And so it's good.
So every Thursday, the LA Times updates its drought map. So I'm very excited for that because last Thursday, the rain had just started. So when the LA Times drought map comes out updated Thursday, believe it or not, I'm fascinated by drought maps.
It's a real part of our lives out here.
It certainly is. Well, it's great to have you in today. Don't confuse a quarterback that can win games and a quarterback, a franchise, everybody, owner, GM, coach, are all in on we're going to build around him. So 8 weeks ago, there were rumors around Miami. Dolphins were owner, GM, interested in Deshaun Watson, and I defended them. And I still do. Now, this morning, 7-game winning streak, you're all going crazy about Tua. But Mac Jones had a 7-game winning streak. Tua now, 7-game winning streak. Tebow once had a 7-game winning streak. Now, I think Mac Jones is the best of those three. And I do get building around Mac Jones, but you need great coaching. And let me explain this. There is a formula to win with a limited quarterback. And all three, Tebow, Mac, and Tua during their winning streaks, what did they all three get? Great defense. And again, I think Mac is a franchise quarterback with a very low ceiling. Herbert didn't have a low ceiling. Burrow didn't have a low ceiling. Mahomes didn't have a low ceiling. Josh Allen didn't have a low ceiling. You put more stress on coaches to coach perfectly when your quarterback has a low ceiling. So the Dolphins had one drive scoring TD drive all night. One drive over 40 yards all night. But watch what the coaches did for Miami, and this is why I love them. So Tua, they're deep in their own territory. Tua makes his one big throw of the night. This is his best throw of the night. So Miami coaches now say, okay, let's bring out the tricks. This is scoring drive. What do they do after that? Deception, flea flicker, nice call. Then watch the drive. Then they go to a power run, and then they go to more tricks. Then they go to the wildcat, deception. And then at the goal line, what do they do again? They don't put it in Tua's hands. It's more deception to Jaylen Waddle. It was a perfect drive with three different elements of deception. Okay, Josh Allen beats New England. Three separate plays, New England has him cornered. And Josh Allen just makes a play. Lamar Jackson can make a play. Patrick Mahomes can make a play. Kyler Murray can make a play. Justin Herbert can make a play. Joe Burrow can make a play. That's the difference. When you have a limited low-ceiling quarterback, this drive was everything. The coaches looked at that, pinned deep into their own territory, and thought, oh, crap. Tua makes his one big throw, and they go into the bag of tricks. This coaching staff, which is really smart, said, okay, this is our opportunity. Here we go. Saints are reeling. They go to a flea flicker. Then it's the wildcat. Then it's deception at the goal line. They're not rolling Tua out. They're not putting in Tua's hands. And this morning, I know what you're saying. You're saying he's Tebow. I'm saying Tebow, Mac Jones, Tua. When you have a limited quarterback, these guys can win. Your defense has to be great. You're not going to win shootouts. You're not going to win trailing 14-0. How's Mac Jones second half behind everybody in the ballpark knows he's got to throw? He's an incredibly limited quarterback. That drive right there for Miami had 86 yards. They had 55 yards the rest of the half. So the coaching staff sees Tua's big throw, and they bring the tricks out. They see a backpedaling Saints defense. It's flea flicker. It's wildcat. It's creative. And by the way, all clever throws. But they were all used. They all use them in one series. Here we go. Here's our opportunity. Their one touchdown drive. So I know Miami this morning's all, oh, we won games. Winning games is different than the owner, the GM, and the coaching staff building. And right now in Los Angeles with Justin Herbert, every draft pick, everything they do in Los Angeles, everything they do in Cincinnati, everything they do in Buffalo or Baltimore, from the coordinator you hire to the receivers you draft, is just to feed the star quarterback. You know you don't have to draft just for defense to keep the games close, to keep the scoring low. It's different. And I think it's a huge advantage. If you look at the teams at the end of the year that are now flourishing, it's teams that have playmakers. It's quarterbacks that can move. Kansas City, or it's Aaron Rodgers, or it's Josh Allen, or it's – you can't put that much pressure on your coaches to out-scheme the other world's best coaches. And I love Brian Flores. But I'm sitting home watching that drive, and I'm like, I know exactly what they're doing. Tua finally delivers a big ball, and here come the tricks. Let's manipulate, deceive. That's our way to score. The one scoring drive, the one drive over 40 yards. And everybody in Miami today is like, yeah. And I'm like, no, that's not sustainable. Sustainable is Patrick Mahomes. Sustainable is Josh Allen. Sustainable is Justin Herbert. Having to use flea flickers and wildcats and deception to outsmart everybody for your one scoring drive against a good defense. But that's not sustainable. And that's why they were in the Deshaun Watson sweepstakes. And it's why if I was Miami, I'd get right back in them. Okay. So I always try to be fair. As Joy knows, I have been dubbed by somebody as America's honesty broker. I'm not sure who. It may have been me. But nonetheless, we've got to be fair about stuff, right? You expect me to be fair, not hold grudges. And I have been, through the years, I have been tough on Russell Westbrook. But, I have this discussion sometimes with my wife, with our kids. you can't ask your kids to be something they're not. You know, all six kids, they're all different. Like, I'm not going to ask my impatient kid to be patient, my kind of loner to be a social animal, my social animal to sit home by herself. Like, I'm not going to ask, you have to watch your kids. They're human beings, not human doings. What do they do? What are they comfortable with? Put them in areas to hopefully succeed. So I don't love Westbrook as a player. He's too rigid for me. He lives in a tunnel. But when the Lakers went and got Westbrook, they had 13 years of evidence of what he was. And I said, joy is my witness, this is an old roster. You can't trust AD's health. LeBron, now I can't trust his health. You're going to get minutes, hustle, production. That's what he is. We have 13 years of evidence. Okay, you're not getting a refined shooter. You're not getting somebody who's willing to be flexible with his game. It's not who the dude is. So as critical as I am of Westbrook, I read a story this morning where people are now, the Lakers are fielding offers for Westbrook. Okay, so here's what he has given you this year. He has played every night. He is top 10 in the NBA in minutes. He is giving you 28 and 8. His career average is 23, 8 and a half, and 8. And the only reason he's scoring less, because he's shooting less. So at this point, with 13 years of evidence, you're asking Westbrook to be something he's simply not. If you want to be disappointed with somebody, be disappointed with AD, because you were sold a bill of goods. He'll be available. It's the Pelicans. He's never available. He is a dominant interior force. He doesn't want to play the five. He is a hard worker. Not really. He is a one. There's no leadership at all with AD. I mean, that's not what he is. He's talented. But what you thought you were getting with AD, you've not gotten. I mean, Charles Barkley calls him street clothes. He's never available. And I'm not blaming him for his injuries. It's his reality. But everybody, when AD came to L.A., was going, well, he's finally got rid of the Pelicans. Pelicans, that ruined this guy. Well, not really. This is what he is. And it's kind of getting worse. He's available less. Westbrook's the opposite. You know he was rigid. You know he hustles. You know he plays hard. You know he can't shoot. He is absolutely, completely on brand in Los Angeles. Drives me nuts. I sold my Westbrook stock years ago. He lives in a tunnel. But you had 13 years. He didn't do a resume and put fake people on it. His resume was like, here's what I am. And he's been exactly that. Dude plays hard. He plays every night. He plays with great passion. He lacks some self-awareness. He plays in a tunnel. I don't want him shooting. Westbrook's giving me 36 minutes a night. And if you look at this roster, there was a game a couple of days ago. It was so funny. I didn't watch it. I went to the box score. And I was hanging out with family watching football. But there was a Laker game over the weekend. They lost, of course. And I looked at the box score, and two people scored. LeBron and Westbrook. Everybody else had 6 points. And I'm like, that's why you brought him in here. Because you knew AD's never healthy, and LeBron's getting older. We have to be honest. LeBron's going to miss 15 games. A groin, a knee, an ankle, you know, whatevs. He's older. But it's very interesting on this. If you want to blame anybody, blame the Laker front office. Don't blame Westbrook. Okay, if you take your loner kid and ask him, take him to a big party, and you're upset with him on the drive home because you're kind of loner, techie kid's not social, that's a you problem. That's a parent issue. That's not a kid issue. This is not a Westbrook issue. He is exactly what he's always been. Drives me nuts. But I put my arms around him when it came to LA because I said he gives them what they don't have. Minutes, hustle, passion, intensity. God, if you gave AD Westbrook's intensity, that's a one. But, you know, everybody wants to move Westbrook out of town. Maybe AD when he gets healthy. You want to be tied to AD forever? I mean, I don't want to be tied to Westbrook forever, but nobody thinks you are going to be tied to him forever. AD is the future of the Lakers. I'm out. And I've said this before. We start asking people to be what they're not. That's your problem. I have limitations. You know, I'm not going to do Joe Buck's job. Fox doesn't ask me to. I can't be an amicable, affable host. Krista Thompson, they don't ask me to. They say, have big opinions. All right, that's what I do. We all have weaknesses and ceilings in this. This company never asked me to do anything I'm not comfortable with. I can do goofy pieces. I can have big opinions. That's pretty much all I can do. And that's what they asked me. But if you're asking Westbrook to hit threes, if you're asking him to be a great screener or to be a great defender, what does the data tell you over the last 13 years, especially the last six? I just defended Russell Westbrook. America's honesty broker. I came in hard supporting Russell Westbrook. If he was a candidate, I'd vote for him today.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet five. That's it. $5 and get 200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com. Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
So in America, have we become a nation of complainers? Boy, social media is just out of control. Everybody's a victim. Everybody's complaining. So in the 70s, 80s, 90s, we used to rip football coaches because they were too conservative. They run too much, especially near the goal line. They run too much. Four straight runs. This guy's a bum. And now with analytics, we complain when coaches get near the goal line. They pass too much. Four straight passes? What are you doing? It's too risky. And so maybe we just complain too much and that coaching is hard. Let me defend officials for a second. The NFL is a hard game to officiate. Why? The field's enormous. NBA basketball court's not. A hockey rink isn't. A football field's enormous. Baseball doesn't have a clock. Oh, you got that too in football. People are tackling each other in football. There are piles of humanity, and you're supposed to find the ball and get the right spot using an outdated 10-yard chain. It is the hardest league to officiate by far. A clock, an enormous field. Athletes have never been faster. I got to cover a guard and a wide receiver that runs a 4-3. And by the way, the best coaches teach their players to be manipulative. New England corners are slapping you all the way down the field. So the best coaches also, like a Belichick's been in this league so long, and Andy Reid, they know the tendencies of officials and they manipulate the officials. And you want a perfectly officiated game. So losing teams in this league and their fans always blame refs. It's an epidemic. Last night, Saints fans are blaming the refs. So Sean Payton comes unglued. End of the half, the Dolphin coaches are a little bit confused. The refs comes over to explain a situation. It kind of saves Miami a timeout. And then Miami tries a field goal and misses. But there was some confusion, and the ref stepped in to kind of explain it. Sean Payton's coming unglued. And just the Saints fans, oh, this is just, it's costing us the game. The game was over in 5 minutes. New Orleans, one of the better, easier bets of the year, Miami. Game was over in 5 minutes. You cannot win an NFL game starting your fourth quarterback against Miami's defense. Ian Book had no chance to win that game. He threw a pick six early. Game was over. Game was over. It was all about the spread after that. Go look at the standings today in the NFL. You tell me a single team that is in the playoffs. Here are the playoff teams because of the officials. All 14 of these teams have one of three ingredients. Most have two. Some have three. Either a great coach, a great quarterback, or a great identity. Philadelphia does not have what I would call a great quarterback or a great coach, but they got it. Damn if they don't have an identity. They know, by the way, Tennessee, number two seed. Mike Vrabel's a great coach. They don't have a great quarterback, but they have an identity. And they're going to get it back, Derrick Henry, in a couple weeks. Ask yourself, if you're not a playoff team, do you have a great coach? Do you have a great quarterback? And if you don't like Philly, do you have an absolute identity? Philly does, and they're the last team in. They're not a number one seed, not a number two. No, they're a seven. And we're still not sure they're going to get in. The refs have, on a macro level, there's not a single team in this league that's going to make the playoffs because of the officials, and there's not a single team in this league that's going to be ousted because of the officials. If you're not in, you stink. You got a B quarterback and a C coach. That's it. Or you have no identity. There are teams with talent in this league with no identity. But all we do now is complain. Coaches run too much in the 80s. Now they pass too much in the 90s. You complain too much. Refs do not decide anything other than occasional individual plays. But when you consider the difficulty, the enormity of the field, people tackling each other, piles of humanity, a running clock, coaches that manipulate officials. Well, they should have full-time refs. I agree. They don't. They've never changed outcomes of divisions and conferences and Super Bowls, ever. And I know you'll probably go to Google now and you'll find this and you'll find that. They don't. If you're not a playoff team, ask yourself three questions. How great's our quarterback? How great's our coach? And do we have an identity? And I guarantee you, there's no three of threes that are in the playoffs. I'd look again this morning. I doubt there's a two of three that are in the playoffs. You're either a 1-3 or you're Jacksonville, you're 0-3, and you're exactly where you should be.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. Absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com. Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
Can I go back to this? I said earlier today, we're complaining too much as a society. Like, stop complaining. The refs aren't perfect. Either's your coach, your quarterback, or your team. So it's funny about this. Sometimes I'll say stuff, and I'm amazed I get pushback. Other times I say stuff, and I get that I get pushback, right? Like, I get it, and I love some pushback. I'm not real passive aggressive. If I have an opinion, I'll tell you right to your face, and I don't care what the feedback is. Like, I like the debate and the argument for sports. But I said this years ago, it doesn't matter what industry you're in. I'm not impressed if you're a realtor because you sold a big house. Any hack realtor can sell a big house. In fact, any hack realtor can have a good year because your dad knew somebody and he gave you a lead and you sold a big house and you made $150,000, $200,000 because your dad had a connection. What's your resume? So if you're a realtor for 20 years, take your worst year away, probably your first year, your building client. Take your best year away. That's what you are. I always said this about Matt Ryan. Take away his best year with Kyle Shanahan. Take away his rookie year And that's what Matt is. He's a B. BB plus. So I don't get worked up when a quarterback has a great game or a terrible game. I mean, especially this year with COVID. So you're asking some of these young quarterbacks missing like nine starters. The fact that Carson Wentz won missing nine starters in Indianapolis, and he's not even a kid. But this weekend, Justin Herbert, everybody was like, Kai, what about Justin Herbert? He lost, threw for 340 yards, and had a 77 completion percentage. He was missing 13 players, seven key starters on the road. I don't expect you to dominate games like that. So this year, Brady's had a terrible game. Saints shut him out. Herbert got rolled by Cleveland and was bad against the Chargers. And this weekend, Justin Herbert, who wasn't terrible, he had a pick six, had great stats. Actually, he lost to Houston. And all three are the three highest graded quarterbacks by Pro Football Focus. In the entire league, these are the three best. They've graded every throw. Burrow, Brady, Justin Herbert. So when you say, what about Justin Herbert this weekend? Did he get small, or is he still 6'5 and a half, 240, mobile, 4'2 college graduate, super smart with a rocket arm? 201 last night, Herbert lost Sunday. Who would you take for 10 years? There's one answer. That's not an option. That's not multiple choice. There's one answer. You take Herbert. Miami today would take Herbert over Tua, despite this weekend. So Chargers are missing 13 players. Their center, Mike Williams, their best running back. It's like this. These are kids. But it cracks me up. If you take out, here's a prime example this year. Take out the best and worst game from Herbert, Joe Burrow, Tom Brady, and Aaron Rodgers. And you get a pretty clear indication of what they are. If you take out the best and worst Justin Herbert game, he completes 68% of his throws. He has a 99 passer rating, 300 yards a game, 28 TDs, 12 picks. It's pretty good. That's a Pro Bowl quarterback. Oh, he made the Pro Bowl. Joe Burrow, take out his worst and his best game, completes 69% of his throws, 103 rating, 260 yards a game, 24 TDs, 11 picks. Borderline Pro Bowl. You take out Brady's best and worst. 100 passer rating, 32 TDs, 10 picks. You take out Aaron's best and worst. 29 TDs, 2 picks. He should be the MVP. So take out the Saints game for Aaron, first game. Take out whatever game was his best game. That tells you what your quarterback is. I don't want to hear, even like Baker Mayfield, take out this weekend. Just take it out and take out his best game. You're going to find out he's not close to these numbers. So I'm just, some things I say I understand you argue with. Here's one that you shouldn't. It doesn't matter the industry you're in. If you've been doing something for any extended period of time, take out your best day and your worst day, your best year and your worst year, your best semester, your worst semester. In college, I was terrible my first semester. I also had a 3.8 semester. Take them both out. I was about a 3-point college student.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, here's my Herd hierarchy. Let's go.
Herd hierarchy.
Time is now. Let's go.
The top 10 NFL teams according to college.
I could have put so many teams at number 10. I'm going to put Tennessee at 10. I had Arizona at 11. I'll put Tennessee at 10. I love their coach. I love their culture. And they're 4-3 since losing Derrick Henry. But they found A.J. Brown has become a star receiver. They play great defense. They've held opponents under 20 points in three straight games. They just need a Colts loss or a win. They're going to win the division, and they're going to. Listen, this is going to make them a better team. They've had to rely on Tannehill more and their receiving core more. It's going to make them a better team. So don't forget, I told you 2 months ago, don't forget about the Colts. I'm telling you right now, they beat the Colts twice when they had Derrick Henry. Don't forget about Tennessee. They're going to, in a couple of weeks, have Derrick Henry. Out of respect for their coach and their culture, they've kind of found different ways to win. I put them at 10.
Number 9.
The Bengals. I don't think it's a Super Bowl team, but they got a 4,000-yard passer, a 1,000-yard rusher, a couple of 1,000-yard receivers, and they're all under 26. The future is incredibly bright here. Also, they're 9-1 in games with one or fewer giveaways. So Joe Burrow throws the ball down the field. He's Herbert. So Burrow leads the NFL with 16 deep touchdown passes. Next closest is 11. So this is their offense with Zach Taylor. They're aggressive. Joe lets it rip. Joe throws picks. I do not think they can go through the playoffs turnover free. I think they're good enough to win a playoff game, but I put them at 9 because they're so dynamic. They're so fun. They're almost there. They got to get a little cleaner by next year, but I put them at 9.
Number 8.
Patriots at 8. Great coach, great defense. But, you know, their wins are weird. It's almost like home field means nothing. They're 3-5 at home this year with the best coach in the history of football. A lot of it's arbitrary. They've faced better teams at home. Dallas, Tampa, they've lost. And I still feel that the Nor'easter game, they would lose that game, as we saw against Buffalo, if the weather's a non-factor. So they're not necessarily a good team at home. Why? Because they face most of the good teams at home. And I do think there's limitations on what they can do vertically. But out of respect, defense is number one scoring defense in the league. They'll be in every single game they play because of that defense and Belichick. I put them at 8.
Number 7.
But Buffalo this weekend's a great example. Take weather out of it. They couldn't stop Buffalo. They couldn't stop Josh Allen. Remember, Buffalo was also missing a slot receiver, missing two receivers, including Cole Beasley. So, and they also, the thing I like about Buffalo, they're a heavyweight fighter with a knockout punch. They lead the NFL in point differential and yard differential. They're not perfect. That's why I don't have them in the top 5. They don't run the ball enough, although they were committed to the run this weekend. But I'm always going to bet on a fighter who has the ability to end it quickly. And they're not into the jabs. They don't have much of a jab. But they swing. They're Foreman. They're Tyson. They come from the heels on you. And if you ask Kansas City privately who they fear, this is it. They don't want to face Josh Allen, home or away.
Number 6.
The Cowboys. Listen, I know they won big. I just want to give you one little bit of information. They are 6-0, 5-0 against the NFC East this year, and 6-4 against everybody else. They play in a terrible division. And so I don't want to get too high on blowouts over the Giants and blowouts over the poorly owned, poorly run Washington football team. Their defense has playmakers and risk takers. I think you can beat bad teams that way. You're not going to beat Brady and Aaron Rodgers that way. I think the Rams, I think teams with the smarter coaches that can use the Cowboys' defensive aggressiveness against them. But they're going to overwhelm average teams because they have so many playmakers. Washington, the Giants, average teams will be absolutely overwhelmed by Dallas's talent. I do think they'll meet their reality in the playoffs, but I put them at 6.
Number 5.
I put the Colts at 5 because I think they do everything well. Now, Carson Wentz is reckless, but they're 9-0 when Jonathan Taylor gets 100 yards, and guess what? He usually gets 100 yards. He's on fire. Their defense leads the NFL, and this is why this is a really key stat. It leads the NFL in takeaways. So here's what they do. Their defense not only is good, it takes the ball away, and then they give it to Jonathan Taylor. They have a way to freeze Mahomes out or freeze Josh Allen out. They're a frightening team because they'll take the ball away from you, and they'll just sit on it for 8 minutes on a drive. Do I think they can play less reckless football against the great teams? No. Tennessee beat them twice. But this is a playoff team to me, a playoff team that can win a game to me. I just don't think week after week after week you can be quite that reckless at quarterback and win.
Number 4.
I got to tell you something. The Packers had a bad win over Cleveland. There are good losses and bad wins. Yes, they're 7-0 at home. Yes, Aaron's going to be MVP. Stop me if you've heard this before. Why are they in so many close games? Why can't they put Cleveland away with 4 interceptions? Why? Because they give up 31st yards per carry run defense in the league. You got to be frightened about that. You got to be worried about that. You're going to face the Rams that can run it. You're going to face Dallas that can run it. You're going to face Tampa that can run it. You could face Philadelphia in round 1, the number 1 rushing team. This team has a hole. We've identified it. You can power run the football. Adam, only 11th in the NFL in point differential.
Number 3.
Rams, why? They lead the NFL in a key stat, yards per play. It is a Vegas stat. It matters. 6.1 yards a play. What I like about him is the ways they can beat you. Matt Stafford's played poorly in games this year, and they've won. They've had multiple turnovers and won. They can power run it. They can go over the top now with OBJ. They can Cooper Kupp you to death on all these underneath routes. The reality is they're well coached. They're smartly quarterbacked. They've got playmakers like Dallas all over the field. And I thought this weekend's win with the COVID ravaging their O-line was impressive.
Number two.
Tampa. 8-0 when they win the turnover battle. So it really comes down to, is Tom comfortable? If Tom's comfortable, they win, and they win big. And like Buffalo, they've got a knockout punch. A lot of dominating wins. Now, we know the Saints are kryptonite. They probably now don't make the playoffs. They're also dealing with major injuries all over this team. So last year, as the league was falling apart, they were getting healthy. Now, teams are getting healthy. They're falling apart. I think it's a problem.
Number one.
Kansas City. They are 22-0 in their last 22 games in November and December. That's pretty amazing. Why? Well, they got good players and a good coach. But Andy Reid has been known as a September coach, right? That's his thing. Why is he now so great in November, December? Because they tweak. This has now become, they've got the Messiah at quarterback. It has become a very smart tweaking franchise. Mahomes mechanically can get loose. They tweak. In all these seasons, this year, last year, the Super Bowl win. They've had dry spells. The Super Bowl year they won their last six regular season games. Mahomes had a dry spell. They tweak. They got hot in the playoffs. So seven of the last eight games held opponents under 17 points. This is the best defense that Patrick Mahomes has had. And because of that and the tweaking, they're number one. All right, there you go.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Mark Sanchez, Fox Sports, NFL, 10
Ooh,
seasons.
Ovation.
Well, I got a question for you. So let me ask you. I want you to go back. We were speaking to Baker. Go back to your worst NFL game. You're really frustrating, and you're getting beat up by the media, blah, blah, blah. And so Stefanski says, you know, Stefanski said he didn't play well, he'll bounce back. I think that's easy for Tom Brady. I think it's easy for Aaron Rodgers. Go to your worst game. Is it hard to just, as the coach says, let's bounce back?
He's banged up. I think a lot of it's physical right now for him, and he's missed time. There's a lot of doubters on the outside. I mean, I know he doesn't doubt himself and his ability, shouldn't. You can't if you're at this level, right? If you're an alpha, you're quarterback in the NFL, you can't doubt yourself. But I think that shoulder injury, I think we're going to learn a little more about that after the season.
Well, it's funny, Mark, because as we were showing highlights,
yeah,
there is a throw, and we can show it again. That throw that got picked off had no velocity.
Right.
You can knock Baker. This one. Now, this is a bad read. Okay.
Yeah, so, that's just in a double. Okay. Aaron Rodgers did that same throw the first game of the season. So everybody does it.
There is no velocity on that ball. He's not healthy.
And I think, is that Peoples-Jones 11, right?
Yeah.
He just missed on that one. But he can't finish. He can't finish the throw and pull the string and get the ball down where you want it. I'm trying to think of who. Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, his whole thing where he throws with the torque and everything, and sometimes 2 feet are off the ground. He does it to add juice on the ball, but he finishes his throw. Baker's in a position right now where physically he's doing everything he possibly can. He just doesn't have enough, in my opinion.
Yeah.
It just doesn't look like he's firing on all cylinders.
No, I mean,
when you don't have, you know, whether it's your toe you can't push off of, then it just goes up the chain. If it's your shoulder and you can't really finish your throw and pull from that front side to get the back side of your shoulder, you know what I mean?
There were two
interceptions. He's in a bad spot.
That interception. Physically. Yeah, that one you throw up the sidelines, it's like, oh, that's not. Baker's got velocity.
It looked like Peoples-Jones stopped, though, too, because that's a flood concept. I don't think he was throwing to the go route guy or the big post guy. It looked like Peoples-Jones is supposed to break out of that, and he was just kind of anticipating because he felt the rush and was like, okay, I'm just going to lay this up. Well, that corner who's running, it's a three-level vertical read, right? So you get the corner and safety potentially out of there with a deep go or a post on the outside. You have some sort of deep crosser or a corner route from the inside. That's your second level. And then down below, you have either a flare or a flat or a shallow or something to control the underneath coverage. So it's three-level vertical. You read the flat defender, and you alert that deep go. That's how the play works, however you get to it. You don't throw that ball that short to the go ball guy. That's the corner falling off because he had eyes inside at that corner route, which is 11 Peoples-Jones. In my opinion, seeing it quickly like this, that's what I think. Yeah. And so Peoples-Jones has to run out of that, and Baker threw it. The timing, the sequencing was so off that it got screwed up, but he's just banged up.
All right, you called the Panthers Bucks. Tampa's missing all sorts of people. Your thoughts on the takeaway on Tom, his comfort level, backups at several spots?
It was it was funny. I made two comments in our production meeting with Bruce Arians and with Tom Brady. And I said, you guys are down so many players. I said, Bruce, you just got to get – this has to be old school AFC North. Go grab one of your old Pittsburgh playbooks. And it's like you guys facing the Ravens, get in a phone booth and duke it out and run the ball 50 times.
Yeah.
And he said, well, you're not too far off. You know, like he kind of – joked about it, but I could tell with reading between the lines, like, oh, okay, yeah, I'm on the right track. Watching the tape, this is how they have to do it. And they had a couple explosive plays against New Orleans the week before out of this jumbo 13 personnel, and they bring in Wells, one of their extra O-linemen.
Yeah.
So you have five O-linemen, you bring in an extra one, and then two tight ends. So they called it, 13, one back, three tight ends, but one of those tight ends is an offensive lineman.
Yeah.
And then one receiver, which would be AB. And I said, that's got to be your best personnel this week. And Tom kind of like smirked and was like, hey, listen, I firmly believe there's just a formula to win every game. You got to find the formula and did it. So he said it without saying it because he didn't want to give it away because this is like Thursday before the game. He doesn't want to give away the whole game plan. But I said, you know, if you're, 18 to 25, 220, 199, and a touchdown, but you win, how are we feeling about that? And he goes, dude, whatever it takes. Like,
yeah.
So I'm like, wait a second. And then I talked to Tom Moore in pregame and I said, you guys are going to rush it 50 times. He said, we got to get big. We got to be physical up front. They were missing Derek Brown for a while in Carolina. So let's run it between the tackles. Every once in a while, mix it up and then try and circle the defense. But that's a defense that runs side to side really well in Carolina.
Yeah.
So you got to attack them downhill runs. And they did at the beginning, mixed it up enough on the edge. And then just, they settled for way too many field goals, in my opinion, and they got to get that fixed. But they knew what it looked like. So credit to Bruce Arians, credit to Tom Brady. And they said it all week going into it. This is a t-shirt and hat game. And he had to explain that to a lot of young guys, he said, on the call, because nobody knew what that meant. But when you win your division, you get a t-shirt and a hat.
Yeah.
So he said, whatever we have to do, you young guys have to step up and make a couple plays, but everybody else, we're going to tailor this game plan to win one game. The next week, we'll figure out who's coming back, who we still have. We'll win one game. That's all we have to do. And so, I mean, Tom Brady's the ultimate, compartmentalizer. So he nailed it.
So Mac Jones last couple of weeks has played from behind in the second half.
Yeah.
And I was saying this is by week 14, 15, 16, people know your schemes. You're not fooling people. This is when playmakers matter. You got a guy, guys make plays off the
script. Need some horses.
Yeah. And New England doesn't have a ton of horses. So go back to your rookie year to week 14, 15, like where Mac Jones is at. People know what Mark can do. People know what Mark can't. Did you sense that you were seeing different stuff? Stuff was tailored now to Mark Sanchez's strengths, liabilities.
Well, it was, okay, if you're going to run the ball this many times, fine. We're going to add an extra hat in the run game. You'll never see us in a two shell unless it's, two safeties deep, unless it's third and 11 plus. Other than that, you're getting eight guys in the box, sometimes nine, because we'll just all out blitz you if we think you're going to run it. So now we had to figure out, okay, what's our play action game going to look like? What are these sting routes going to look like where you go, you literally block the run, you pull guards and tackles and everything and sell hard play action. And the receiver runs, takes an inside release, like a beeline at the safety, and then just breaks in front of him. So it looks like he's going to block him. The safety takes his eyes down to the quarterback. And you see Matt Ryan do this all the time. All the good run teams, Tom Brady's done it forever, but you low pad level, fire off the ball up front with the offensive line and then just hit these
now,
quick little, 9 yard, 10 yard, 12 yard throws on a quick in route right in between backers or right over their head.
But when Mac trails in the second half, I'm not biting on that.
You can't do that when you're down. You have to be controlling the line of scrimmage, controlling time of possession. You have to be in the driver's seat, and those become, you know, the naked bootlegs against Cincinnati to Dustin Keller. That was set up for 3 weeks. We ran those runs that looked identical to that. Motion Dustin over, cut off the end. Boom, that time he cut off the end and then snuck behind the backers. Goes for a, you know, 40-yard touchdown or something. Right. But we were in a tight game. It wasn't like we're down 14. Okay, let's run hardcore play action right now. Like, you can't do that. Right. So for Mac, like, if you get them in a position, just like Carolina last week, as Tampa just started pulling away, pulling away, pulling away, they just don't have the horses to run. Now, if they can control it and keep it close for three quarters,
that's New England's recipe.
Then, okay, let's see what happens in the fourth quarter. Maybe they screw up and press a little harder than they should, and they give us a cheap one. Now we pounce on it and make a big play. That's New England's formula. They don't have, hey, let's, you know, run away with this thing 21-3, boom, before they blink. That's not their style.
Little breaking story. Colts are considering calling Phillip Rivers, bringing him back for a week because COVID, unvaxxed Carson Wentz is got in COVID protocol and would need 10 days currently. So
he went in today?
Today is when it broke. So yeah. So that means, is it 10 days? Now, could the NFL change?
Based on CDC?
See, could they go
but
to 5 days?
I don't think the CDC affected, I'm saying this and I don't know, I don't think the CDC affected unvaccinated people.
I don't even know that the NFL
right.
has updated their
right.
protocols from the last update.
No, Mark's
so,
right.
But I do believe you're too right that it only applies to, I think it only actually applies to vaccinated asymptomatic people.
So yeah, by the way, you're right too.
Don't quote me on any of this.
Same.
I don't want to.
But
second.
If you're an anti-vaxxer and you live in the state of Indiana, this was the fear. You get in the playoff race,
yeah.
huge game, Carson's unavailable.
You lose a guy late like that.
That's
10 days, boom.
It's,
that's hard.
It's Sam Ellinger right now.
Is he a rookie out of Texas?
Yeah, Texas.
I don't know.
So that's
who do they play again?
The Colts play. Sorry, give me 1 second.
Who just Bears? Raiders.
The Colts play the Raiders. Well,
that's
not an easy game.
Raiders are a strange team, Mark. Every time I bail on them, they won in Cleveland. They won in Denver. By the way,
they'll be on the road, indoors.
Derek Carr's fascinating. So we keep saying this. I think he's the life preserver for the franchise. The fans, are somewhat delusional. They're like, we have way better personnel. When you look at Derek Carr, when I look at him, I'm like, I think he's pretty good.
I think he's really good. And I don't think the grass is always greener. Like, who else do you want to go get?
I think
I don't know. That's
so what do you when you stay here in the car, what do you see?
Well, obviously you don't have Ruggs now, so that's a personnel issue.
Waller's been hurt.
So like when you look at it, do they have enough depth around him?
No.
I think that's an issue more than Derek Carr's ability to win games for you is an issue. So I'd beef up the personnel and really the depth because that's more glaring to me than like, oh, this guy's just incompetent. I never think that
Either
when I watch
I.
him. I never think. I'll think, okay, you know, maybe he tried to force a ball here or there. Fine. That's one thing. That's quarterbacks in general. But not, oh, man, this guy can't play. Give me a new one. No way. Not even close.
So Colts.
Yeah, that's
unvaccinated quarterback are up against it. So
that's dicey, man.
Okay, by the way, you have the Bills game this week. And I was saying, the reason I can't quit this team, I always say this, I knew Mike Tyson wasn't the best conditioned fighter. I knew it. And I knew Mike Tyson wasn't the most focused. But that left hook. And I watched the Bills.
Is Josh Allen the left hook?
He is, dude. I know they don't run the ball.
Josh Allen compared to the Iron Mike left hook.
Okay, they lost their best corner. They don't run the ball. You watch that New England game. You're looking at the tape. He's otherworldly. It's insane. He's 6'6", Mark, and he's their best running back.
See, that's my only issue. And I love Josh for it. I had him on a podcast like 2 years ago and was like, dude, can we just work on sliding and getting out of bounds and stop taking these big hits? Like, I've seen guys with your frame, Carson Palmer, go try and, you know.
Cam.
Yeah, Cam. Man. Like, eventually you get banged up. Can we just take less hits? He's one of those guys who, like a lot of guys, like me sometimes, you want to complete a pass to start to know you're in the game as a quarterback, to know, like, all right, we're rolling. I need to complete a pass and I need to get knocked down. But I'd rather not get, I'd rather just get like pushed over than absolutely just, you know.
Andrew Luck said that.
Laid out.
I like
Mack
getting
truck.
Popped a little.
You got to just get knocked down and, you know, skin the elbow, dirty up the jersey a little bit. And you feel like, oh, okay, I can exhale. I'm in the game. Let's rock. Well, Josh needs it to be a little more extreme. Like he wants to run somebody over. He wants to, you know, he wants the big collision on the sideline. And I'm like, dude, this is going to sound so stupid and cliche, but it's so real. And for you to have the longevity that you should have because of your big body and frame and your ability, your best ability is availability. So just stay available and avoid hits. Please, can we make that agreement? You know, and he's just kind of smirking and laughing. But
his arm is crazy.
It's freaky.
It's incredible.
It's freaky. And the ball just, it's just a flick. And that thing is just on a frozen rope. You know, the phrases, all those phrases, like, you know, that guy's got a he's got a hose, he's got a howitzer, he can throw it through a car wash without getting wet. Like those kind of phrases are him. That's who he is. And yeah, it's so fun to watch. Him and Stephon Diggs have been awfully special. He didn't even have Cole Beasley last week. So
yeah, he had that Isaiah McKenzie, the young,
exactly.
He ended up having a remarkable.
And I mean, when the ball's right in your face mask, you have no choice but to catch it.
Yeah.
he's special.
Do you think the Cowboys are a legit Super Bowl team?
With that three-headed monster on defense up front?
You do?
Yes. I think, and, you know, it's Lawrence, it's Gregory, it's Micah Parsons, the way Trayvon Diggs is playing. The way they get the ball away from teams.
They take it away.
Oh, yeah. But when they don't, that's an issue. That was an issue for them. But not anymore because they get so many sacks and negative plays. They get you into third and 15 like that before you can blink. Your first two downs on a series, you're like, whoa, what just happened? How are we in third and 15? And you see the coordinator on the other team like, well, whatever, here's our call.
You played against good defenses. Then the Ravens defense with Ed Reed was different.
God.
It's funny. Sometimes.
But it was Ed Reed, Ray Lewis, Haloti Ngata, and they were Suggs.
Was it the most talented you ever faced?
I mean, what do we have? We had a sack fumble on like a Nick Mangold was out, and we had a backup center in, and we ran quick game, and I literally hit my third step. Ed Reed came untouched off the slot on literally quick game, like 5 yards and turn around, and I'm ball up, like ready to throw the ball, just poof, laid out, ball out, like what just happened? First play of the game at Baltimore. And I see Ed Reed scooping and scoring and dancing in the end zone. And that whole crew, I was just like, whoa, this could be a long day.
It's not Pac-12.
This could be a long day.
You know, when you, right now, if I said to you, just a gut feeling, because I said this over the weekend, Matt Stafford didn't play well, and the Rams won a road game with massive COVID issues in the O-line. And I was like, when you can turn the ball over and win on the road, and Minnesota's got players, if I said to you today, what feels like the Super Bowl?
I got to move off my big, bold prediction from a few weeks ago.
Which was?
Patriots, Bucks. I think so. Yeah. I think it's time to move on.
I'm Kansas City. I'm Kansas City Rams this morning.
No Buffalo Rams.
Nope. I'm Kansas City Rams. I'm telling you why. Watching Green Bay's run defense, it is 31st. Either Leonard Fournette, the Rams run offense, there's no way.
If Fournette comes back. I mean, they're expecting him back soon, right?
That is a bad matchup for Green Bay.
Well, I mean, you look at Matt the last few weeks. I know he's had a couple. I mean, one of them was tipped the other day. One of them, I thought the deep play action, he forced it a little bit. But it's not like it's, you know, he can't correct these things. It's not like they can't.
Matt Stafford, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think. He's been a little careless with the football, I'd say.
Yeah.
But that's nothing he can't fix.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlansport.com.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dekovis is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dacovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dacovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Dacovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Dacovas.com. Stores are great, but it's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.